Lawmakers heard testimony from Californians for and against AB 1436, which would protect renters from eviction due to the pandemic and landlords from mortgage foreclosures. The bill addresses a looming deadline of September 1st, which is when a court-ordered California eviction moratorium is set to expire. According to a model developed by a coalition of economists and legal experts, if no action is taken, within a month, as many as 4 million Californians could be forced out of their homes. San Francisco Assemblymember David Hsu authored the legislation.
When the temporary eviction ban expires, all renters in our state will immediately owe any and all unpaid rent at once. And if we don't change state law in the next 2 weeks, we will see a massive wave of evictions. This will be catastrophic for tenants, property owners, homelessness, and COVID-19 spread. Through no fault of their own, many tenants have been unable to pay the rent. Renters have had to stay home to comply with shelter-in-place orders, and countless Californians have lost jobs and income as the economy has been shut down.
The legislation has provoked an unprecedented amount of public interest. Over 600 Californian residents testified about their opinion during a marathon 6-hour Judiciary Committee hearing. Some, like Adam Riley with the California Chamber of Commerce, opposed the bill, citing what he said was an imbalance of benefits to renters and landlords, and the burden it will place onto banks and lender institutions, not to mention borrowers in the future.
The unconstitutional provisions, inadequate safeguards, and unreasonable timeframes shift the economic fallout from COVID-19 on rental property owners, but fails to help them carry this burden by providing any financial assistance. The bill fails to strike a balance of protecting renters and rental property owners from the impacts of state-imposed economic shutdowns. The banking language will cause more problems than solutions. Most important for the Judiciary Committee, the case law from the Ninth Circuit to the U.S. Supreme Court is crystal clear. Banks are governed by uniform federal standards that preempt state regulatory authority. As the Assembly Banking Committee opined earlier this year on this exact language, quote, due to federal preemption, state laws cannot address many of the challenges faced by our constituents who cannot repay their loans. Without major changes, this bill will exacerbate California's housing crisis with a risk of increased foreclosures, a divestment in California housing and construction, and further job losses across California.
The chair of the Judicial Committee, Senator Hannah Beth Jackson, reminded opponents of the bill that most landlords and homeowners would receive 12 months of mortgage foreclosure protection, and that some of the opposition to the bill was coming from banks and lenders who would receive limited benefit from the legislation and may even profit from the crisis.
The next link up in the financial chain, which is banks and lenders, now raise their voice to say, don't make us bear the burden of having to wait to get paid. But here is the truth that we all, I think, have to confront. None of us wanted this situation. None of us are happy with this situation. But all of us are going to have to bear some part of the burden. Otherwise, what's going to happen? We're going to see thousands and thousands of people out in the street. We are going to see homeowners and small landlords foreclosed upon. And what will likely happen then is those who have had the financial means to weather this storm could very well buy up all those properties, enhance their own financial wealth to the detriment of the average person and the average small landlord who finds themselves out on the street. And that, I do not believe, is acceptable to the people in this building. Those are not our values.
The committee voted unanimously to advance AB 1436 for further Senate action. This is Noah Litwer reporting from Oakland, California.